Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith Union Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agents, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Now, with the annuals coming around, I know there's many different types of flowers that need a little love in the summer, and you're going to let us know.
Yes, and actually my flowers are looking beautiful because we've had a lot of great rain.
Yes, we have.
The temperatures have been cool. I know that that is not going to stick with us. And honestly, this year I didn't plant as many flowers because last year was so hot that they did not do as well. And now this year, the two pots that I planted are looking beautiful. And as we move into the summer and the heat starts really making our plants look poor, there are some things that we can be doing really the whole season of our flowers, and that is as simple as deadheading those annuals and perennial flowers. And I know that people know about that, and some are like, oh, do we do that or do we not do that? And honestly, it is in the best interest of your colorful landscape and those plants to go ahead and deadhead any of the what I will call spent blossoms or blooms. When they have passed their prime and are looking poor, go ahead and just snap those off right at the base of them. And what that does is if we leave those flowers on the plant spends a lot of energy getting those seeds prepared to be the next plant. And if we go ahead and deadhead those, then the energy that would have been spent creating the seeds and finishing that process now goes into the creation of more buds and more flowers and more plant vigor. And so by us deadheading them, it's helping our plant to put its resources where we as the homeowner or plant owner are wanting that to go, and we want to have a nice, showy, colorful plant, and so by doing that, we're helping to do those things. The other thing that you find is a lot of times, especially petunias will get kind of spindly, kind of wiry as the season goes on. Well, they just don't have enough energy. Our water is very high and low. We water them and they do good, and then it's hot for a few days. And so if we can keep those plants deadheaded, that will help as we move into the summer season when we get to those hot days that maybe our plants are more well-established and looking better ahead of those. And that's another thing as we move into fall, too, then the growth starts going. The other thing is don't forget to do a little bit of fertilizing with those plants as well. They have fertilizer sticks, fertilizers that are concentrated that kind of are like you are granular and you mix in with water, or just granules that you sprinkle over your plants. And so think about some of those things too as you're moving into some of these hotter seasons that right now might be a great time to go ahead and fertilize your annual pots. I know my mom used the fertilizer stakes that you just stick into the ground for some of her annuals and perennials that she has in her landscape that are actually planted in the ground. And she's had some really great success with those of making things that haven't bloomed well in the past do well. And so don't neglect those perennials that we think, oh, they come back every year. Well, we can help them to do a little bit better, make sure that our water's regulated, deadhead, and fertilize. And the same thing goes for our annuals, whether they're planted in the direct landscaping soil or we've got them in pots. The other thing that you can think about is as you're out and about and you see that different plants are being introduced at the stores that you're at, different plants do better in different seasonal temperatures. And so some of your pansies and those types of plants have ran their course because they're more of a cool season annual. You might start replacing them with some more summer heat-hardy plants, or as we move into fall, some of them that do better with a little less daylight. And so there's a lot of things to think about when we do our planting, but deadheading and fertilization right now would be key to keep those flowers looking great as we move through the summer.
Absolutely vital information if you want to keep those things rocking and rolling. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent, Jessica Flory.